Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a few sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
I am Max Mitchell Newman. I'm an AV-rated trial attorney. I am an insurance broker, and I set up sales in insurance and non-insurance all over the world, from taking products to the Shark Tank people, putting products in retail, insurance, working with a Caesars Entertainment Company. Probably I have 100 different clients that I do things for.
Awesome, Mitch. Question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
It's real simple. You have the ability to sell if you organize all of your contacts and you use the right process to ask them to introduce you to people you want to meet. They will help you for two reasons. One, everyone wants to feel good about helping someone else. And the fact that you ask will make them feel a little guilty. And that combination works. And how do we know? That is the basis of how religion gets its donations.
Okay, so how do you go, like it needs to step by steps and setting that system up.
Okay, so one of my programs is I have a program that teaches insurance professionals, CPAs, and financial planners how to legally force attorneys to give them business. The attorneys are not aware of their fiduciary and legal responsibilities. They're pretty much the same in all 50 states. And I give them a platform where they learn how to find contacts to attorneys through their church, through their school, through their social, through their business, through their neighbors. And that same principle, they then ask people, give them an opportunity because it makes them feel good and they would feel guilty if they don't. If they then also take that same concept on LinkedIn or any social media, the same basic dynamic works, is a little different, but they are asking. And what you will find in life is, if you ask, you shall receive. If you never ask, you will never receive. A perfect example is I was asked by a client to get a meeting with Taylor Swift. I cold called her manager after figuring out who it was, pitched the manager, got the client the meeting.
Okay. So on LinkedIn, I'm selling a widget. You know, that part there. And I want to start reaching out to my network. What's a good message to send someone on LinkedIn to get introductions to my widget?
Well, first off, you first have to identify who on LinkedIn might have contacts to your ultimate client. So right. You have to identify the ultimate client, and then you have to spend time researching. What I have taught many people, both in calling and in the process of reaching out, is you don't do it in the blind. You have to find some human connection in the first line of your sentence or in the first line of your pitch that makes a relationship between you, so you get the opportunity to go to the next step, which is to give your pitch. And the third step is actually to get a video conference or a live meeting.
Perfect, perfect. Let's get to question number three. What other top CEOs, executives, and business owners and influencers that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I work with the CEO of ICANN Benefits, which is the group that had Billy Mays on TV hawking insurance many years ago. I'd like to say hello, who I just had a meeting with today, to Kevin Harrington, the guy who founded Shark Tank. We're working on a deal with him. A gentleman named Jim Zanotti, who provides products to every major grocery and pharmacy player in America. I look forward to working with you all more.
Awesome. Awesome. There. Question number four, final fun question. Mitch, tell me about your most epic sale.
My most epic sale I've actually described. I had a client who had invented the first musical greeting card. They had a patent on it. I got him a meeting and a deal at HSN. They chose not to go to a factor to get enough money to do the deal for the 400,000 units they wanted on consignment. And what occurred is they then saw that Taylor Swift was seemingly doing a deal with American Greetings. And they bemoaned and said, I wish we could get a meeting with Taylor Swift. I said, I can get you a meeting with Taylor Swift. And they said, do you know her? I said, no, that's not really relevant.
Right.
And they said, how are you going to do it? I said, I'll tell you in the morning. So I researched all night, found a database, that had the names of every manager of every famous person in America. I said, pay $400, you get in the database, I'll get you. They said, you can't do that. I said, well, I got you the deal with HSN. You said, I couldn't do that. So pay the money. They did. I cold called the guy. I still have his name and number. He's no longer Taylor's manager, but I still have his name and number on my phone because I cold called him, gave him the pitch, and he liked it, sent him information, and got the meeting.
Perfect. Love that story there. It's basically elbow grease. That's what it took there. So there we go. So Max, you've got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
Well, I want you to tell me about your business because the reality of life is sales is networking.
Right.
And you never know who knows anybody. So tell me what you do. Tell me about your network.
So here's the thing is, again, most of the time I don't talk about my business on here because most people on the podcast, they think the host is the star. I'm actually not the star. You are. But basically the 101, it's an AI that does search engine optimization.
Okay. And who is your typical client?
So here's the funny thing. Client number one was Comcast. Client number two was a local carpet cleaner.
Okay. Well, you have big clients.
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you and everybody else in the world, if you have a unique product like that and you have the gravitas of two major clients, you all need to go to a company or organization called PIMA, Professional Insurance Marketing Association. Its national convention is in February in Naples. There are 180 people to pitch, a very small number of people to pitch. Someone who's skilled can do it in 6 weeks. And that 180 people are insurance brokers. And you say, well, how are insurance brokers going to help me get AI sales? Those 180 insurance brokers bring every type of business opportunity to 80% of the business association in this country. So if you have the back end, if you have a sales team and a boothing or more than one booth, and you can handle that, one of these groups has between 300 and 400 associations. And an association can have 20 or 30 or 40,000 clients. Mm-hmm. And they're always looking for something new. And very few people outside of the insurance industry know that this organization exists. And it's an absolute gold mine for business folks.
Perfect. No, that is a really good tip there. I love that there. You got 47 seconds left. Do you want to do some promo for your company? If not, that's okay.
Well, what I do for a living is I help people identify how to sell. So I'll give you some examples. A company has come to me not for legal work, but to figure out how to structure a non-lawyer law firm. Okay, I'm setting that up. I was contacted by a company in which Caesars Entertainment has invested $30 million to help set up distribution for a new fantasy sports app. I am putting Bitcoin ATM machines into retail. I am taking a patented product that is both a panic button and a key card to the hotel industry based on some new statutes.
And that is actually the time limit right there. You pulled it off, Max. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Why is it 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it looks like Bob.
It does. It does. Your website, say it real quick.
808 looks like Bob.
But yeah, what is your website?
www.asknewman.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Max, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a good day now. Talk to you later. Bye.